Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast, which is a phrasal verbs episode. In these episodes, you have to try to guess which phrasal verb I'm talking about, which phrasal verb I want to include in my sentence. So it's really a test of your knowledge of phrasal verbs, but don't worry if you don't know them or you don't know some of them. It's an opportunity for you to hopefully understand how to use the phrasal verbs, not just the meaning of the phrasal verb, but how they are used in the sentence and in which context. So the task is, I give you sentences where a verb or a phrase replaces a phrasal verb. I will tell you which phrase or verb I'm looking at, and you have to tell me which phrasal verb you think replaces that verb or phrase. So for example, if I say, the fireman came to extinguish the fire, and I said, I want you to replace the verb extinguish with a phrasal verb, then the answer is put out. The fireman came to put out the fire. So that's the exercise. Let's get going. Number one, I really love spending time with my friends. I really love spending time with my friends. Here, I'd like you to replace the phrase spending time. And specifically, this is about friends as well. So I really love spending time with my friends. Which phrasal verb could I use there? Number two, England had a very good football team at the start of the millennium, but they never fulfilled their potential. In this example, I'm looking for a phrasal verb to replace the verb fulfilled. They never fulfilled their potential. Number three, we spent a month renovating the kitchen. Okay, for this one, I'm looking for a phrasal verb to replace renovating. Number four, my sister and I have a really good relationship. With this one, I'm looking for a phrasal verb to replace have a good relationship. And number five, be vigilant and take notice of cars and buses when you cross the road. Here, I'm looking for a phrasal verb, which means be vigilant and take notice. So as I said at the beginning, if you don't know these, if you're not really sure what phrasal verbs I'm referring to, don't worry. It's just to see if you know what I'm talking about. But the main point is to learn these and to see how they are used in the sentences. So number one, I really love spending time with my friends. I was looking for the phrasal verb to hang out. To hang out with someone is to spend time with them socially. So the sentence I'm looking for here is I really love hanging out with my friends. Number two, England had a very good football team at the start of the millennium, but they never fulfilled their potential. I was looking for a phrasal verb to replace fulfill, and that is to live up to something. You need that extra word there as well, to live up to something. So that sentence should be, England had a very good football team at the start of the millennium, but they never lived up to their potential. They never lived up to their potential. They never fulfilled their potential. Number three, we spent a month renovating the kitchen. So the phrasal verb to replace renovate is to do up to do up. So the sentence is, we spent a month doing up the kitchen. Number four, my sister and I have a really good relationship. Well, a phrasal verb to express this idea of having a good relationship is to get on with or to get along with. Both mean the same thing. So the sentence is, my sister and I get on really well. You need to use the adverb well because we are describing the verb get on. My sister and I get on really well or get along really well. And number five, be vigilant and take notice of cars and buses when you cross the road. There are two possible answers here. Look out or watch out. So it should be look out for cars and buses or watch out for cars and buses when you cross the road. To look out or to watch out for something means to pay attention. Be vigilant. Okay, so there we have the five answers. Well done if you got any of those right, because it's quite difficult. But hopefully you learned some phrasal verbs there that you weren't sure about before. So that's all for today's podcast. Remember, if you have any ideas for future podcasts, things you'd like me to talk about on these podcasts, then I always like hearing your ideas. You can send me an email and you can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day and I'll see you next time for another podcast.